أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له، سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل، وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله، وكفى بالله حسيبا. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام، وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا وداعيا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as you have been informed that this is a jalsa of Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have already heard many talks on the Sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will go on listening to the talks on the Sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because it is the wazifa of a mu'min to talk about the eyes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to talk about the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to talk about the hair mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to talk about his eating way, to talk about how he went to bed, to talk about how he undertook a journey, to talk about how he traded, to talk about how he dealt with his family, with his children, how he entertained his guests, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepared for battle. To talk about anything which has the nisbat or connection with Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam is an act of ibadat. So it does not mean that only if it is announced that this is a Siratun Nabi Jalsa, and if a talk takes place in that particular Jalsa, then that is the talk on the life of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And all the other bayans that these ulama-i kiram are giving here on Fridays and on other occasions, then that is not Sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because whatever they are saying is the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what you are really listening to is Seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the year. And since Pietermaritzburg has been very fortunate that they have always had good, reputable, highly qualified ulama educating the people in the different masajid, so for a new speaker, it is very difficult to say something new. I keep repeating this, because many people come with that niyyah and that intention that today we are going to listen to something new. So the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, more than 1400 years old, and we have got no right to speak on anything that is not related to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We cannot fabricate new hadiths. We cannot invent new ayats of the Quran Sharif. We cannot come up with new hadiths like the other fabricators have come up with. So whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts into my mind, it could be, you have heard this plenty of times from the ulama who have been giving bayans here. But if we listen with this niyat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of amal, then inshallah, even if it is the same thing, it will have an effect. When a person is drinking water, and he knows that he is drinking that water to quench his thirst, then it is the same water which he is drinking all his life, but it is quenching his thirst. So whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts into my mind, I haven't got anything set. I'd rather be honest that I don't have anything set in my mind that this is what I'm going to speak on. And that is how I have been all along. In fact, in Standard 9, when I wrote one essay, of course, for the information of the listeners, my academic record has been a fantastic one. I have come out first in Class 1, second in Class 2, first in Standard 1, second in Standard 2, first in Standard 3, second in Standard 4, and it carried on like that until Standard 9, complete failure with distinction. That has been my record. So in one of the essays, the teacher wrote his comment that your essay is a conglomeration of disjointed facts. So whether it's disjointed facts or jointed facts, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts into my mind, I will say. Brothers, many a times you have heard that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this universe for the sake of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Gar ard wa sama ki mehfil mein laula ka sama ka shor na ho. Gar ard wa sama ki mehfil mein laula ka lama ka shor na ho. Ye rang na ho gul zaron mein, ye noor na ho sayyaron mein. If it was not for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam coming into this world, the flowers would not have had colors. There would have been no light in the sun and in the moon. Everything was because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As some other poet has very beautifully said, unke rukh se tu jalwe chura kar jagmagata hai dunya ko shabbar. Unke rukh se tu jalwe chura kar jagmagata hai dunya ko shabbar. Magar ye ahle nazar jaante hain khud hasi maah kaamil nahi hai. The noor that has come in the stars, the noor that has come in the moon, the noor that has come in the sun, it hasn't come on its own. He says that you are stealing the light, like how the moon is stealing the light from the sun. He says you are stealing the light from Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak face, and you are lighting up the world. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent as a rahmat to the entire world and until the day of Qiyamah. But for us, he can only be a rahmat if we accept his message. Because there are two sides to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. One is before Nubuwwat and one is after Nubuwwat. As far as the life before Nubuwwat is concerned, nobody has any problem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was respected. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was honored. He was loved. People left their amanat with him. They called him As-Sadiq Al-Ameen. As far as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's physical appearance is concerned, nobody had any problem. And we can keep on speaking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand mubarak, his face mubarak, his eyes mubarak, his hair mubarak, until the day of Qiyamah. There will be no opposition at all. Why should there be an opposition when it is the truth, it's a reality, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was created the most handsome person on earth. أَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. أَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقَتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the only one, the poet says, that it is as if Allah ta'ala created him as he desired. Everyone else Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created as Allah ta'ala desired. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu might have been very dark. He had a flat nose and he was not handsome looking. But his heart was pure, clean and white. Abu Lahab, his face was shining like the flames of fire. But he became a person who is destined for the fire of Jahannam. So it's not the color of a person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created a person as he desired. So we should not discriminate on that basis, because the person had no choice. Allah ta'ala didn't ask each person that what kind of a nose do you want, what kind of an eyes do you want, what kind of a color do you want. Allah ta'ala created us as he desired. Therefore we have got no right to laugh or criticize any person. If a person is short, the Hadith Sharif says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لِلْقَصِيرِ يَا قَصِيرِ تُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ عَيْبًا. That if you are, that you should not call a person short, a short person, you should not call him a shorty with the niyat of finding a fault with him or pointing a weakness. But if that name has become famous and the person is only recognized by that and he to himself is quite comfortable with that name, he does not feel offended, then it's permissible. Like we have one friend and he himself says, when you ask him who's speaking, he says, Jada. So now if he's calling himself Jada, so it shows he's got no problem with that name. But nevertheless, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created everyone as Allah ta'ala desired. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala, that poet says it is as if Allah ta'ala created him as he desired. Now I do not wish to go into the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam because it is in detail or in any on any particular aspect, because it is impossible. I mentioned in my talk in Durban recently that the most difficult subject to speak on is the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most difficult subject. And yes, people think it's the easiest subject. It is very difficult because you really don't know what to take, which angle to tackle, which aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to discuss. Any way you look, there's nothing but husn and beauty. Nothing but husn and beauty. Now which aspect you are going to take? If you take his akhlaq, if you take in any aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you can go on for hours and hours and you can never do justice. People have written volumes on the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, but still you will find new kitabs coming onto the market and new seerah editions on the market, because they just can't find the shores. Just as the Quran Sharif, the more you ponder, the more you reflect, the more you discuss, the more you find that it is an ocean. You cannot find the bottom of it. So in the same way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, we can discuss many things. But just now, an incident has come to my mind, and I think that is the what we will discuss, and we will complete tonight's talk. And this is with regards to what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had mentioned in the previous books. We are very fortunate that we are born Muslims and we saw the Quran Sharif in our homes and we heard Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah the day we were born. But there are so many people who had to search for Islam, they had to search for deen, they had to search for the Quran, and they had to search for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided them and made them arrive at the destination if they were sincere in their quest and search. Or whomsoever Allah ta'ala willed, he directed them. But many people went astray. So let us discuss tonight one or two incidents of previous books, so that we may appreciate that we are born as the ummatis of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because those people who searched for Islam, those people who made a research, they went looking for this beautiful deen. When they accept Islam, then they accept it wholeheartedly, and their actions, their behavior, their manners, their etiquette, they surpass us. Many of them who accept Islam sincerely. So the incident that comes to mind has been reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he states that there was a Yahudi or a Jewish person living in Syria. This Jewish person from Syria, he used to read the Torah every Saturday. On Saturdays he used to open the Torah and he used to read, because Sabbath day for them is the Saturday. So on that day he used to read the Torah. But according to some muhaddiseen, practically on every page of the Torah was mention of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some have mentioned other riwayats, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name was mentioned in practically every book that was revealed to the past prophets. In the Torah, in the Zabur, in the Injil, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave everyone this message that a Nabi is going to come, and if you are living in his time, then you must bring Iman on him. Or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sifats, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's attributes have been mentioned in those books. Although so much of changes, alterations, additions upon additions, so we do not find that real book of Allah Ta'ala in existence, and Allah did not take upon himself the protection of any other book besides the Holy Quran Sharif. Therefore we have the distorted versions, and they have removed all those places wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name was mentioned. But nevertheless, in the early days of the Torah, the mention was there. And when this person was reading, he found in four places Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mentioned. So he cut up those four places and he threw it away. Because he was a Jewish person, so he took a knife or he took a scissors and he cut up those places wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name was mentioned. The next time when he started reciting the Torah or reading the Torah, he saw it in eight places. So now he cut off the eight places. The third time when he read, he found it in 12 places. So now he became very concerned that how long am I going to do this? So he said, let me find out from my elders that what must I do? Who is this person? And so much has been mentioned about him, so therefore I should know more about him. So they said that don't worry about him. Na'uzu billah, he is a madman. He's insane, he's mad. He's a magician. He's an imposter. He is this, he is that. And they gave every kind of title that you can think. Now this is what happens always. That when people are in search of haq and the truth, then there will always be until the day of Qiyamah a group on batil which will draw them away and say, don't go there, because if you go there, then you will lose your iman. Whereas that person will strengthen his iman, or he will get iman if he has to go to those people and into those gatherings. So here they also told him the same thing, that don't even talk about him, don't even worry about him, and don't even think of going anywhere near him. So this got him more interested. He said that, no, if that is the case, I want to go and find out more from him. I want to know whether whatever he is inviting towards, it is the truth or not. And if his name is mentioned in the Torah, then it is my duty to get to know who this person is. So finally they allowed him and they said, well, then if that is your intention, then you go. He is in Medina Sharif. He is in Medina and you can go. So from there he took his horse or his camel and he rode until he came to Medina Sharif. When he came to Medina Sharif, on the outskirts of Medina Sharif, he met Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala an. So he asked Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala an that where is this person Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala an, first of all, this Jewish person thought that he must be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was very handsome, and he had heard that he is a very handsome person, and he saw the beard of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala an, and the character and akhlaq of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala an, and first he thought that it must have been him. So when he asked him, are you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized that this person is a stranger in this land. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, "Don't you know anything about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He said, "That is why I have come. But before we proceed, the meeting, the first meeting with Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, gave this person the impression that he must be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reading the akhlaq of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Tawrat, he found it in the life of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is the important lesson that we must take at this very initial stage. That his first meeting is with a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that to a person who came from Persia and accepted Islam. He was not an Arab also. But in him he found the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as he read in the Tawrat. And therefore he thought that it must be Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was what sohbat did to these people. The sohbat and the companionship of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it transformed these people in such a way that the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into their lives. The muamalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his dealings were in their lives. Their social etiquettes and everything was exactly that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That means if you wanted to see Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, you take any sahabi and you will find it in him. Unlike us, that if a person wants to know about Islam, he wants to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, then we say, "Come, I will open one kitab and one book and I will read it out to you." So the purpose of these Sirat Jalsas is this, that we must bring those akhlaq into our lives. That when a non-Muslim even meets us, then he says, "This person is a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person is a true believer in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen and religion. He is the one who loves Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all his heart." He must see it. Now if we have to meet somebody, or somebody, some stranger has to meet us or deal with us the first time, what kind of akhlaq do we have? If he has to visit our home, will he find the etiquettes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Will he be very comfortable that this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have lived, with the television there, with a few videotapes there, and with all the sing-song there, and with all the dancing girls? So we have to bring that akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that just in 23 years of his life, and of those 23 years also, the first 3 years was a fatrat wahi. So it was basically, if you look at it, it's 20 years. But in that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 124,000 students he produced. Each and every one of them is given radiyallahu anhum waradu an by no one else but by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Teachers can favor, they can, the person has failed to, you can make him pass. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak lies? So if Allah ta'ala says radiyallahu anhum waradu an, and we criticize the sahabas and we begin to find faults in the sahabas, or if somebody finds faults not only in sahabas but in Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, and they find worms in Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha's life, na'uzu billah, they say Hazrat Aisha's eyes, you can see that she's a woman of Jahannam. Can we be friends of such people? Whether governments of Saudi Arabia allow them for political reasons, that is their business. But no Muslim with little iman in his heart can befriend a Shia. So this was the first thing, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw it in Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala. But Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala realized that this person is a stranger. He doesn't know Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What has happened to him? So now Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in a predicament, he was in a dilemma. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away 3 days before that. 3 days before that, Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam had left the world. And he passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. So those who say must have celebration and must have plenty of feasting and merrymaking, then the day that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, can we have such a thing? But in any case, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now Hazrat Salman does not know what to tell him. If he tells him that he passed away, then this person will go away. And if he tells him that, "Come, I make you if I take you to him, then that will be a lie. If he says, I will take you and you can meet him, then it will be a lie. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is hayat, he is alive, it is qabr mubarak. The type of life, we don't know what kind of hayat Allah Ta'ala has given him. But we believe that he is hayatun nabi. There are so many miracles happening from that grave of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So many people have had so many different reports. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi, who is a contemporary of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, when he went to the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursiluha." Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when I was far away, I had to send my soul to you to make salam to you. Now my body is present here. Extend your hand so that I may shake your hands. At that time they didn't have the Jali Mubarak there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand Mubarak emerged. 90,000 people are witnesses to this. 90,000 people plus minus were there at that time. And they saw the hand Mubarak from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, now what must I do if I'm going to tell him that he passed away, he's going to go away. So he said, come with me. I make you meet his companions. So he brought him inside the masjid. When he came into the masjid, then somebody is crying on the right hand side, somebody is tearing in front, somebody is on this side, somebody that side, but everybody is sad, everybody is tearing, everybody is in grief. Which sorrow could be greater on anyone than the passing away of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Those sahabas who used to come in the mornings and say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, not to the Roza Mubarak. They used to tell to Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Those sahabas who all their lives had that pleasant opportunity of shaking the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of greeting him, of talking to him, of taking advice and nasihat from him, of listening to his waaz, of listening to his talks, and of listening to his advices. Now suddenly from them he was gone. We can't imagine, we can't picture it. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that before we could even bury Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it seemed that something had left us. Says when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left Makkah Sharif, everything turned dark. Now how did it turn dark? Did the sun not shine anymore there in Makkah Sharif? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is leaving Makkah Sharif. He turns towards Makkah Sharif, towards the Kaaba Sharif, and he says, "Oh Makkah, you are so beloved to me. I would not have left you if your people did not take me out, if my people did not take me out." So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that everything went dark when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left Makkah Sharif. So what went dark? The sun was still shining brightly. The 14th moon still lit up the whole of Makkah Sharif. So the hearts went dark. And so when he entered Medina Sharif, everything was lit up. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we believe that he is Hayatun Nabi. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought him there, he finds everybody in sorrow, everybody in grief, everybody tearing upon the demise and the passing away of their beloved Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When we say our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it's words from our lips. When we say that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it's words from our lips. When they said Ya Habibi, then it was from their hearts. Because what kind of love is that in which there is no itaat, in which there is no obedience? In any case, when he made them meet, those companions, so the first thing that he had said when he saw the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Assalamu alaykum ya Muhammad." Now again they were surprised that this person is saying "Assalamu alaykum ya Muhammad," because he thought that he is one amongst them now. So then they had to tell him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, don't you know that he passed away 3 days ago? So then he said that I didn't know. I saw in the Tawrat, I was reading the Tawrat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name was mentioned, he gave the whole story, and I have come all the way from Syria. Then they asked him, or he asked them, that is Hazrat Ali amongst you? Is Ali amongst you? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, I am here. So he said, can you give me a description of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given the best descriptions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Hadith Sharifs. But it is a lengthy thing, I'm not going to go into the details. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu described Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was neither too tall nor too short. He had a roundish face, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described his eyebrows, he described the hair on his chest, he described Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's smile, that when he used to smile, noor used to come out between his teeth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's feet he described. So this Jewish person, he said, that is exactly the description that I find in the Torah. Exactly that. And even your name is mentioned in the Torah. He tells us, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that even your name was mentioned in the Torah. In fact, it has been mentioned that even Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, because when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala went for the conquest of Jerusalem, then they said that you match that description that we saw in the Torah, and they handed him the key. That's another story. If we have to go into that, it'll take another half an hour. But his name was mentioned there. Look at the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning them in the previous books. How can they be cursed? How can we find faults in them? In any case, he said that this is exactly the description that I find in the Torah. Then he says, I wish my mother had not given birth to me. And if she had given birth to me, I wish I had not read the Torah. And if I had read the Torah, I wish I had not read about the sifats and the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if I had read about the sifats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I wish I had met him. Then he says that, is there any garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Any clothes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which I can see and satisfy my desire? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Hazrat Salman, go to my house and tell Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to give the jubba of her father. He went there, he tapped at the door. Hazrat Salman was regarded as Ahle Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he tapped the door, from inside Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out crying. Those grandchildren whom Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to carry on his shoulders, when they heard that their father wants the jubba of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a moment they began very excited that who is this person now is asking for our grandfather's jubba. Or is our grandfather suddenly there again? Those children whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dearly loved, they came out tearing. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha from inside says, who is this person that is making the yatim cry today? And who is this person that wants the jubba of my father? So he explained that this is what has happened. So she takes the jubba and gives it to Hazrat Salman. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes the jubba and comes to the masjid. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu inhales the fragrant smell of the jubba mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because his perspiration was gathered by Umm Sulaim and others, and just one drop of that perspiration of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the best of the ithars of Madina Sharif used to enhance the value of that ithar. And you didn't require any other ithar, even if they took just one drop of his perspiration. Wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed urine, the earth used to absorb it, and there used to be a fragrant smell. Where he passed stool, the earth used to absorb it, and there used to be a fragrant smell. The trees recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The pebbles recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The birds recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The camels recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They even spoke to him in his ears and complained of the master. the pebbles gave shahadat in the hands of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl said, if you are a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, then tell me what have I got in my hands, in the palm of my hands. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, do you want me to tell you or do you want the pebbles to speak themselves? He said, let both things happen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you've got pebbles, six pebbles in your palm. And then the pebbles, each one started saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Abu Jahl got very angry and he threw the pebbles. The pebbles recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did not recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? If there's somebody that did not recognize, then it's me. For if we had recognized him, then this would not have been our condition, that we have to make an effort to get a Muslim to make five time namaz. An effort has to be made. They say, why does the Tablighi Jamaat make so much of effort on the Muslims? So the effort is being made because the Muslims are not making five time namaz. I am not one of those who say that because of that now you must not make an effort among the disbelievers. Our effort must be in all angles and all circles. But reminder for the Muslims. That time there was no need for anybody to tell the Muslim that you have to make five times namaz, you have to give zakat, you have to fast in Ramadan. How can you be a Muslim and you're not fasting in Ramadan? There was no need for that. So in any case, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was recognized by all. So this Jubba Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is still at present in one of the museums of Turkey. But that Jubba Mubarak, we can just imagine what kind of fragrance it must have had. What kind of fragrance? The hair Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, up till now, those who have got the genuine hair Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without a drop of ether on that hair Mubarak. 1400 years have passed and you can still inhale that fragrance. When he put his hand over one sahabi, after that, he says the fragrant smell on his hair remained until he passed away. It is said. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Jubba Mubarak, the sahabas also, they could not hold the tears anymore because it brought before them again that picture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They were looking at his jubba, but it was as if they were looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in that Jubba Mubarak. We can't really imagine, because the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were prepared to give their lives where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed his sweat fell. And yet they were at once the enemies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But when they accepted Islam, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must just say something and it is sufficient. There was no questioning, there was no asking why, what, what's the wisdom, and in our environment can we practice on this, nothing of that nature. The Sahabas, wherever they went, they changed the environment. The environment did not change them. They came to Africa. They changed the language of the people. They changed the dressing of the people. They changed the culture of the people. They changed the entire environment wherever they went. Wherever they went. Humko badal sake zamana, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana humko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. The zamana can change us, the zamana doesn't have that power. Zamana is from us, we are not from the zamana. We will change the environment. What people are complaining all the time, that environment. It's we who make the environment. Might be 10% of the areas that we find some difficulty. The rest of it is in our hands. Which person is stopping us from changing our environment in the homes? If only we bring about a change in the environment in our homes, we've already won the battle. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jubba Mubarak, the Sahaba started inhaling the fragrant smell. This person also inhaled the fragrant smell. Then he said, show me where is the sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looked at the heavens and he said, oh Allah, I believe in you and I believe in your messenger, whatever he conveyed. Whatever he conveyed, I believe in it. But oh Allah, what am I going to live and do in this world when he is gone, in whose search I came all the way from Syria? So take away my life. It is reported in the hadith that he fell, he collapsed, and his soul had departed. Here is a person that came in search of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very sincerely. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with iman. After that, he didn't make one namaz, he didn't keep one fast, he didn't give any zakat, he didn't go in jihad, nothing he did, no amal, not one amal he did after that, but direct entry into Jannah, direct entry into Jannah. So there are many, many lessons that we learn from this. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of course we cannot go into all the details, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his name was mentioned in the previous books, and those who were sincere, then they searched for him and they accepted Islam. But those who had pride, those who were arrogant, those who had built-in hatred and enmity, those who were jealous and envious, so they were not prepared to accept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in our times also this will go on. It will go on. But since you and I, we all are sitting here, we believe in Allah, we believe in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so we should make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we did not have to go that long route. For if only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not cause us to be born in Muslim homes, and if Allah ta'ala did not give us this environment of deen, if Allah ta'ala did not provide for us the knowledge via the ulama-i haq, if we were living in remote areas where nobody reaches and nobody conveys the message and nobody teaches the deen, then we do not know what would have been our condition. And if we had been born in some non-Muslim home, then we do not know in which church we would have been ringing a bell, or front of which idol we would have been folding our hands and standing. So it is a great fortune, it's a great gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon each and every one of us, that He blessed us with Islam, with Iman, with belief in Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no doubt that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world, there is no doubt about that. As far as we are concerned, there is no doubt that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Khatamun Nabiyyin as far as we are concerned. I'm not talking about the Qadianis and the others who have doubts whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last of all Nabis or not. I'm talking about us who are sitting here, that we have got no doubt that he was Khatamun Nabiyyin. We have got no doubt that he was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He was a mercy for the animals, he was a mercy for the human beings, he was a mercy for the black, for the white, for the... He was a mercy for the rich, a mercy for the poor, mercy for the kings and rulers, mercy for the citizens. He was a mercy for all. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life of mercy only, if we have to discuss, we require hours and hours. Full of mercy, there was no question of revenge. For his personal self, he never took any revenge, nothing. Always full of forgiveness, full of forgiveness. He could not even see his enemies suffer. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so forgiving. So there is no doubt, we have no doubt about all that. But the only thing that is required is that we must accept that. We must accept his message. Because we cannot make our faces like Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Physical features we cannot change. But we can keep the beard. That is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that whatever kind your face is, whether it is black or white, whether it is roundish or it is thin, or whatever kind of chin you have, but we all can keep a beard. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that keep your pants above your ankles, so now that is a teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We cannot make our feet like Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Our toes we cannot change to the way, the manner in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's toes were. But our ankles we cannot do that, but we can keep our pants above the ankles. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that this is how you should eat, this is how you should drink, this, you should drink water in 3 sips or 2 sips, and you should read Bismillah, you should do this, you should do that, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, Now we all can do that, whether we are driving a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls-Royce, or even if it's a pilot of a plane, but he can read the Masnoon Duas and then start. So it's not necessary that we all have to go back 1400 years and start riding camels and riding horses and say then only we can practice on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. We can eat the food that is available in our times. We can wear good clothes, we can live in good homes. I mentioned in one majlis, I don't know whether I discussed it here in one of my talks also, that if we have to look at the dua of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, look at the mercy that he has for the ummah, love he's got for the ummah. That in the wuzu dua, now 5 times a day if we are making namaz, and at least 5 times we'll be making wuzu. So in the wuzu dua we are taught that make dua, Allahumma ghfir li zambi, wa wassi' li fi dari, wa barik li fi rizqi. Now Allahumma ghfir li zambi is understandable. That the person is making wuzu, is going to be making namaz, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of sins. We'll say we all want forgiveness of sins. But here also it is mentioned that why are we saying Allahumma ghfir li zambi? That we are saying that, oh Allah, with this wuzu water, the sins of the hands and face, all the minor sins have fallen off. And we can make tawbah and istighfar. But we want you to give us a purification of our hearts also. So we are asking forgiveness for sins. But then where does this wasi' li fi dari come in? Which in effect means that we are asking Allah Ta'ala for spaciousness in our homes. Now look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He himself, for himself, he chose that small room. But for the ummah, he knows that this person, he will get married, he will require an extra room. Visitors will be coming, he'll require one more room. When he has children, boys and girls, he'll have to separate the boys from the girls when they are 10 years of age. So he'll require another room. So he taught the ummah that ask Allah Ta'ala for spaciousness. We're not talking about lavishness, but spaciousness. So there's nothing wrong with that if we live in comfortable home, if we eat good food, we wear good clothes. Only thing is that do it according to the way that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has asked us to do. Our marriages, our walimas and all our things, just find out from the ulama what was the way in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam undertook this particular action. And that is sufficient to gain the closeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what will build up that muhabbat. That how did my mehboob walk, how did my mehboob talk, how did my mehboob eat, how did my mehboob travel. Because that person who is a lover, he wants to find out about the beloved everything. He doesn't want to displease the beloved. So brothers, this is I think sufficient for tonight to take a lesson. That here is a person, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him hidayat. He came all the way, he accepted Islam and he passed away without having made any amal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him Jannat. But you and I, we are living in this world and we do not know how long we are going to live. So until we are living, we have to follow Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings. Then it means, if we do that, then it means that we have taken a lesson from these Sirat Jalsas. But if the Sirat Jalsa is just to listen and comment on the speech that was given and then carry on with our old lifestyles, then we haven't really done justice to that Jalsa. Because everything has a purpose. So we have heard plentiful, so much we have heard that we can write volumes ourselves now. But there is time now for action. We have to get down to action. Then only we will find in our hearts that change. The purification of the hearts is something that we have neglected. You and I, we all have to work, we have to make an effort on the purification of the heart. That is where all the diseases are. And all the problems in the society are because of the diseases of the heart. The physical heart is not a problem. If a person dies of heart attack, then somebody can die in an accident, somebody dies of heart attack, somebody dies of something else. Allah will not question the person. But the spiritual diseases, if that is filled in the heart, then this person will be a problem wherever he is. If he's a musalli of a masjid, then he will be a headache for the imam, he will be a headache for the muazzin, he will be a headache for the other musallis that come there, because of the spiritual diseases. If he goes for hajj, in the plane he will be a problem, in Mina, Arafat he will be a problem, everywhere he will be a headache for the people. The people will just say that this person, the sooner he departs from here, the better. diseases of the heart are such a thing: pride, arrogance, jealousy, malice, greed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left behind for us a very beautiful deen, very beautiful. Everything simple and easy. Ashal, ajmal, akmal. Everything ashal, ajmal, akmal. Very easy, very beautiful and perfect. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq and give you the tawfiq and the entire ummah the tawfiq to read about Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to listen about his life and to implement it in our own lives, so that we may become the recipients of Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat and Allah Ta'ala's love. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This light's on, if put a few lights off. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے رحیم کریم آقا، اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر اتنا درود اور اتنا سلام بھیج کہ جس کی کوئی حد اور انتہا نہ ہو. اے اللہ، جب سے تیری پاک ذات حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام پر درود و سلام بھیج رہی ہے اور بھیجتی رہے گی، اے اللہ جب سے تیرے ملائکہ درود و سلام بھیج رہے ہیں اور بھیجتے رہیں گے، اے اللہ جتنے سانس لینے والے سانس اندر لے رہے ہیں اور نکالتے رہیں گے، اے اللہ اگر سمندر کے کروڑ ہاں کروڑ سمندر کر دیا جائے اور اس کے پانی کا ایک ایک قطرہ کر دیا جائے، اے اللہ ان سب کا شمار اگر ممکن ہوتا تو اس سے بھی زیادہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر درود و سلام. او مائی اللہ، فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ، سینڈ سو مچ آف درود اینڈ سلام آن نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دیٹ اٹ ہیز نو لمٹ اینڈ نو اینڈ. Ya Allah, wa beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sacrificed everything for the sake of the ummah. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam spent sleepless nights for the sake of the ummah. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam shed so much of tears, so much of tears. Oh Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam shed so much of blood. He shed so much of perspiration. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he sacrificed everything for the sake of the ummah. He stood whole night in prayers for the sake of the ummah. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Taif for the sake of the ummah. Ay Allah, we showed no appreciation for the qurbani and the sacrifices of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deen has become yateem in the world today. Ya Allah, from our homes the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left and departed. Ya Allah, we are not even aware of the fitnas that have entered our homes and our lives. Ya Allah, we are not even aware of the fitnas that have entered our bazaars and marketplaces. Oh Allah, the fitnas have entered the Haramain Sharifain also. Ya Allah, fitnas have entered everywhere. Oh my Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed. He is being informed of the condition of his ummah. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time he was troubled by the kuffar, by the mushrikeen, by the yahood, by the nasara. He was troubled by the munafiqeen. But oh Allah, these days we as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the cause of his injury and pain. We are the cause of his grief and his hurt. Ya Allah, we are causing him immense pain. When he is informed that his ummat today is in the gambling dens, oh Allah, when my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that your ummah engaging and indulging in adultery and fornication, your ummah today is indulging in all kinds of crime, they are committing fraud, they are cheating, they are deceiving, that your ummah has become a barrier and an obstacle in the path of others accepting Islam, then oh Allah, what my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be thinking of us. Ya Allah, do not embarrass us. Oh Allah, do not cause us any embarrassment by testing us in front of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, do not test us on the day of Qiyamah. Allow us entry into Jannat without any test and reckoning. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to abide by your ahkam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all our actions and deeds. Ya Allah, let our zahir and our batin, our inside and our outside, be according to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's teachings and Sharia. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our minor sins and our major sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, you were watching everything that we did. Oh Allah, you are aware of everything that we have done. There is nothing that is hidden from your sight. Oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock. Oh Allah, even if it is the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, give us that yaqeen in our hearts that you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ey mere Allah, humare dilo ka haal, ab to badal de mere pyare khuda. Ey Allah, is dunya ke andar hum kab tak ghaflat ki zindagi guzarte rahenge. Ya Allah, how long are we going to lead a life of sin and vice and filth on the surface of this earth? One day, oh Allah, we have to go beneath the earth. Ya Allah, how are we going to answer you for our doings? Oh my Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are confessing before you, oh my Allah, because we have recognized you as our Rabb, we have recognized you as our Creator, we have recognized you as Ghaffar, we have recognized you as Sattar, we have recognized you as Rahim and Kareem, oh my Allah. Ey mere Allah, tu Rahim hai, tu Kareem hai, tu Ghaffar hai, tu Sattar hai, tu maaf karne wala Khuda hai, tu bakhshne wala Khuda hai, tu raham karne wala Khuda hai. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum napak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum khabees uttaba hai, lekin mere pyare Khuda, tu agar maaf karne ke upar aata hai to koi tujhe rok nahi sakta. Oh Allah, no matter how dirty and filthy your hearts may have become, oh Allah, no matter how sinful servants of yours we may be, oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the leaves on the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, oh Allah, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ey mere Rahim Kareem Allah, ey mere Sattar Ghaffar Allah, tere liye maaf karna kya mushkil hai. Mere pyare Khuda, teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de, teri maghfirat ke darwaze khol de. Ey Allah, ab to hum napaakon ko paak farma de. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, the ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become yatim in the world. There is nobody to pass the hand of love and affection over their heads anymore. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam have all combined and they have united in their forces against Islam. But oh my Allah, we are the first enemies of Islam ourselves. Oh Allah, we are the ones who destroyed the ummah first. Ya Allah, we are the ones who tore apart the ummah first. We are the ones who divided the ummah first. Oh Allah, we are the ones who caused immense harm to the ummah first because of our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, but now we are expressing our regret and our remorse. Ya Allah, hum sharminda hai. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ey Allah, qiyamat ke din tujhe hum kis tarike se muh dikhayenge? Ey Allah, hamare pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko kis tarike se hamara muh dikhayenge? Ey Allah, agar Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam had to catch our garment, and if he has to ask us that you were trampling upon my sunnats every day of your life, that you were working against my deen every day of your life, that there was no deen to be seen in your home, in your bazaar, in your marketplace, there was no deen to be seen in your walimas, in your nikahs, Ya Allah, how are we going to answer Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Lekin ay mere pyare Khuda, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Ey Allah, tu hai Rabbul Alameen. Ey Allah, mere pyare Nabi the rahmatul lil alameen. Ey Allah, even the enemies he forgave. Ya Allah, even the enemies he forgave. Ya Allah, we are expressing regret and remorse over our sins. Ya Allah, ab to hum par raham farma le, hum par karam farma le. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life, with good health, with prosperity and happiness, with contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with qanaat. Ya Allah, hume zuhd ata farma, hume shukr ata farma, hume sabr ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, hamare quloob ko to munawwar farma de. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of the Quran. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of service to your deen. Light up our hearts with the noor of tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Light up our hearts with the ziyarat of the Rauza of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare dil gandhere ho chuke hai. Ya Allah, our hearts have become dark. There's nothing but filth that has entered our hearts. But oh Allah, you can purify us. Ya Allah, the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkah, you gave them hidayat. They were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, they were after the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were after the life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when you gave them hidayat, oh Allah, when they became Muslims, Ya Allah, when they became the companions of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, hamare qulub teri do ungliyon ke darmiyan hai. You can change it in any direction that you wish. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Cure our brothers and sisters who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, cure our parents if they are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Ya Allah, tamam bemariyon se hame shifaye tamma kamila ajila daima mustamirra naseeb farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hame hidayat tamma naseeb farma. Make each and every one of us yours and become ours, oh my Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hamara ban ja. Hum kab tak tadapte rahenge teri zaat ke liye? Ya Allah, hum kab tak tadapte rahenge? Ey Allah, ey mere maula, ab to hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Allah, day and night we are asking you that you become ours. Take us out from the filth of this world. Ya Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Make us the slaves of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our life which is gone. It has melted away like a block of ice. We do not know if 1 second is left or 1 year is left or how much time is left. Oh Allah, but we have to leave this world. There is no way that we are going to remain here forever. Our homes will remain here. Our palaces will remain here. Oh Allah, our beautiful cars will remain here. Ya Allah, our gold and silver will remain here. Ya Allah, everything will remain here. Ya Allah, even the watches from our hands will be removed. The teeth from our mouths will be taken out if it's false teeth. Ya Allah, the rings will be removed from the fingers. Ya Allah, these lips which we're causing so much of havoc will be silenced completely. The tongue will be silenced completely. The hand will move no more. The feet cannot walk to those cinemas and theaters anymore. Ya Allah, we will not be able to do anything. Oh my Allah, it will be only our actions and deeds that will accompany us. Ya Allah, hame aisi zindagi naseeb farma ke jisse tu razi ho. Ya Allah, give us a life that is pleasing to you and pleasing to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the best of this dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the good things of this world and don't deprive us of the good things of the akhirah. Ya Allah, hame dunya mein bhi hasana ata farma aur akhirat mein bhi hasana ata farma. Ya Allah, is duniya se jab jane ka waqt aaye to hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Ya Allah, make our death easy. Oh Allah, bless us with death with iman. Ya Allah, take us away with the mubarak death from this world. Oh my Allah, we know that we are not deserving of even asking, but Ya Allah, what does it cost us to ask you, because you are Rabbul Alameen. And oh Allah, you are merciful, you are kind and you are kareem. Ya Allah, sinful ones like us are extending our hands before you and we are pleading to you that, oh my Allah, when the time of our death comes, then draw us towards Madina Sharif. Ay Allah, Madina Tayyiba ki Mubarak Zameen ke upar hume maut naseeb farma. Oh Allah, we are asking you that in Madina Sharif, because we are so sinful, we have got no good deeds to our credit. Ya Allah, if our death comes in that Mubarak land, and if we get burial in Jannatul Baqi, then oh Allah, when the winds of Rahmat are blowing close to the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or from the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over the Jannatul Baqi, then sinful ones like us may become forgiven too. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Sharif, then wherever our death is going to come, Ya Allah, let it be on Iman. Ya Allah, give us such love for you and for your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to do all the good deeds, and extremely easy for us to restrain ourselves from everything that is haram. Ya Allah, hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, izzat de, salamati de. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki bakhshish farma, puri ummat ke hal par raham farma, puri ummat ki nusrat farma. Ya Allah, puri ummat ko hidayat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jo ummat ke liye rode bane hue hai, ya Allah, jo ummat ko par zulm kar rahe hai, ya Allah, unko hidayat de. And if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then ya Allah, destroy those who are unjust, just as you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, qiyamat ke din pul sirat se bijli ki tarah paar farma. Let us cross the pul sirat like lightning. Ya Allah, do not test us. Enter us into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of the Sahaba ikram, in the company of the Tabi'in and the Taba Tabi'in, in the company of our awliya and Mashayikh. Ay Allah, Jannat ke andar hume behisab kitab dakhla naseeb farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, ab to hamara ban ja aur hume apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera sabhi meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then the kingdoms will be mine. And if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Then our children, oh Allah, will not be the coolness of our eyes. Then our wealth and our beautiful homes will not give us comfort and satisfaction. Oh Allah, but if you are ours, we will enjoy even the doll that you give to us. Oh Allah, we will enjoy whichever type of clothes that you give to us. Ya Allah, then we will enjoy our children also. Oh Allah, we will enjoy everything as your ni'mats. But oh Allah, if you are displeased with us, then oh my Allah, hamara koi thikana nahi hoga. Laak aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laak toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska hum, chahe badle zamana nahi uska hum. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi. Oh Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us sinful ones, then there will be no place for us to stand. Oh Allah, then there will be nothing for us left. Allah, will be facing complete destruction. Isliye mere pyare khuda, ab to in aansuon ko qubool kar le. Ay Allah, humme jo chote chote bacche hai, zayif hai, sufed daadi wale hai, zayif aur kamzor hai, bemar hai, ya Allah, sab teri mohabbat mein baithe hue hai, sab tere pyare nabi ki mohabbat mein baithe hue hai. Ay Allah, in aansuon ko qubool kar le. Na qabil e qubool hai phir bhi qubool kar le, na qabil e qubool hai phir bhi qubool kar le. Ay mere Allah, ay mere pyare khuda, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the duas that he made for us in his 23 years, ya Allah, all his life, the duas that he made for us and for the entire ummat, ya Allah, accept those duas on our behalf. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless our brothers and sisters with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief, including the fitna of the Dajjal, including the fitna of the Qabr, including the fitna of the Akhirat, Ya Allah, jitne fitno se mere pyare Nabi ne pana mangi hai, from whichever fitnas and corruption and mischief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us. Protect our wives and children, protect our parents, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, deen ki mehnat jis line se bhi ho rahi hai, qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Madaris ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, tasneef o taaleef ki line se jo mehnat hai usko qubool farma. Mujahideen ke jihad ko qubool farma. Unki nusrat aur madad farma. Afghanistan ke Taliban ki nusrat aur madad farma. Ay Allah, sare alam ke andar tu islami inqilab paida farma de, tere liye koi mushkil nahi hai. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe جبریل میں, اے میرے پیارے خدا, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. Brothers, I was told by Maulana that the night is yours and you can go on.